This be Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm the Dread Pirate, Steve. I'll be taking a minute of your time. Arr! Today, September 19th, is International Talk Like a Pirate Day.
No, seriously, yo-ho-ho, check the web, it really is. And when they say talk like a pirate, they don't mean, for example, hey, can you copy these DVDs for me? No, they mean when you talk like this.
You know, matey, anyone could be a pirate. All you needed was a proper disrespect for authority and a willingness to be seasick for months at a time. But to be a truly successful pirate and not just the son of a biscuit eater, well, you had to know a bit of science, too. A good pirate captain had to know the astronomy to navigate by the stars. He had to be acquainted with meteorology and know enough fluid dynamics to make sure he didn't overload his ship with booty. And he needed the psychological skills to manage his literally motley crew. Your average pirate ship required a buccaneer surgeon to treat stab wounds and cat-o'-nine-tail slashes, and a swashbuckling general practitioner to make sure the men had the right diet to ward off scurvy with foods rich in vitamin C. Plus, your pirate optometrist supplied the men with eye patches, and of course, advanced veterinary practice. What do you mean my time's up? I'm a pirate. I don't care if my time's up. Advanced veterinary practice kept your pirate parrots in fine fettle. So you see me, Hardy, no matter what your chosen path, science is sure to give you a hand, or at least a hook. Thanks for the minute for Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm the Dread Pirate, Steve.